The Alaska Division of Elections has been working to improve their UBIC translation program. Top members of the division were in Bethel on Wednesday to inform local tribes about those changes. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
About 50 people attended the outreach meeting held at the Cultural Center. Division of Elections Director Gail Fanumiai says her staff has been building off the work they did in the most recent October elections. That election day marked a big step in UBIC language assistance.
Well, we've always done oral translations, but this is the first time we actually had some written documents that the poll workers used.
Fanumiai says the outreach program was aimed at letting the region know what kind of translation assistance will be implemented for the next election. This isn't the first time the Division of Elections has implemented a written language assistance program. They've been providing that assistance to speakers of Tagalog on Kodiak Island since about 2002. That's the most popular Filipino dialect spoken there. But Tagalog has been a written language for much longer than UBIC. Election System Manager Shelley Groudon says that making a uniform glossary of UBIC translations is one of their top priorities now.
Hearing from the different villages about the various different dialects and the differences in the language from village to village, it definitely is a challenge for us to come up with understandable election terms and glossaries.
One of the village representatives attending the meeting is Theodorcia Seaton of Cuitlic. She reads a translation from the draft glossary provided by the Division of Elections.
Apim statum acutine mangkavit at du maskatum.
According to the glossary, that's a translation for bond proposition. Literally translated, it comes out to a question appearing on the ballot about spending money. Seaton translated at the polls last October. I asked her how she would have translated bond proposition without the glossary.
If they didn't have that, let me see, bond proposition. I'd probably have to ask somebody way older than me if they know anything about it, or anybody that has background regarding, you know, words like that.
The glossary project is being headed by Dori Wassily. She's the UBIC Language Program Coordinator. She created a translation panel composed of UBIC teachers, orthographers, and oral historians. She says their wealth of knowledge helps to whittle down the best translations for other terms like absentee voting and precinct registration. But Wassily says it's a painstaking process.
One translation can take anywhere from half an hour to 45 minutes to an hour because, you know, for one word or for one term, there is like 7 or 8 translations, and then we have to get together and say, okay, what is the best translation that matches the very closest.
The translation panel will meet again to finalize translations in the glossary before they are distributed for the October elections. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.